Hi everyone. For those who don't know me, my name is Andre. I was invited by the bride and the groom to officiate this wedding. They are so special to me, so this will be also a special chapter in my life too. Thank you guys. As you already noticed, English is not my native language. Actually, I come from Portugal. So if you don't understand any of the following words, please assume it's something beautiful related to our celebrated time. So now I will call here Aunt Jenny. Sorry, Aunt Jenny, to say some words.
I gotta read it. Okay? Yeah.
This is my godmother and my Aunt Jenny.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but I have loved. I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but not have love, I have nothing. And though I bestow, I give my body to be burned, but not have love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely. Sorry, I'm blowing my nose. Does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And now abide faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. It was beautiful. Still rising. So, after the kind of invitation, so I immediately start searching for the necessary and specific training for this such a great venture. I started on training on a.com, where I quickly got really hyper qualification to officiate this wedding and become a minister. It took me 3 long hours to do it. But in which context such a wonderful situation arise for me for the very first time in my life? Everything started over a decade ago, a friendship from Barcelona to New York. I met Alex on a sunny day and Tori on a rainy day. I don't remember everything that happened during those days, apart in time and space, but I remember a pure affection and friendship which they both gifted me in a way that is so natural to them. Well, let me tell you some of the things that I learned through my life that somehow got us where we are. We all grew up being carried on, so we keep carrying our thoughts, defining the boundaries of our personalities and reality. Sometimes we embark and live lives that we know are from others, and will look for us a second time. It's a lonely route that has to be done by us. Exploring, we come out of our comfort zone, of our comfort zone before we are comfortable with our comfort. Alex, you run a marathon and made me think. The awareness that we are alive comes when we already know how to run. Later, the moment we realize we are fragile beings, we have everything to be strong. Alex, you are now running your marathon with your perfect partner. Thirdly, keep reminding you both there is no finish line, but there are always new beginnings. And it takes me to bonds make us less. Tell us who we are. In Portugal, we have this word saudade, and I could say the meaning is missing someone or a moment we once lived. But it's much more than that. It's missing the past and all the events and interactions we have experienced, but also a projection of what these feelings, moments might have become. It's a glimpse of an imaginary future path. Marrying the one you love, it makes this path brighter. You bound. Now that you have arrived, enjoy the present. Patience and acceptance are some steps you should take in sync. But love is a puzzling thing, a kind of puzzle that expands without borders. You don't always know what to say to the one you love, how valuable are our feelings. In fact, more often, we speak about uncertainties, of beautiful uncertainties. The energy of the good memory, the emotions that we once lived. Intimacy. Intimacy is fragile. Sharing intimacy is fragile. It's being more attentive to the other than to us. It's also learning about yourself with someone in real time. I feel it both ways and we care for both sides. What took you so long, guys? You're finally here. It's beautiful to think that what we feel to each other, it's from two different and individual personal perspectives, as if two tales for now in the same chapter committed to an endless intimacy. Alex and Tori. The perception we have about our life are bricks of memories. Good or bad, for some reason, are the ones we choose to have around. It's interesting how some people become special to us in times punctuated with banality. Alex and Tori were these people who made those moments special. Before returning to the United States, you came to Portugal, to know my city, and on the last afternoon, on the last day, as the sun spread its laziness in its spiritual perpetual cycle, it just stands still. With you, I realized friendship is having no obligation to say or do anything. Stealing embarrassment or awkwardness of absolute silence or action. Just wondering and trading telepathic insight. For me, it was a comfortable strangeness. Perhaps for you, it was the massive Portuguese meal you had in your stomach yet to digest. Francesinha is one of our typical dishes, and Alex ate two in one day. It's a massive meal. As I once told you, you're my baby brother, but bigger than me. Being emotional is one of your best qualities. You're one of the most genuine people I know. Sorry. Your smile is like springtime. Your extroversion is warm. You can reinvent yourself like autumn without losing the imaginative girl who lives within you. And with you around, you don't feel the cold of winter.
What am I gonna say?
You complete yourself in this natural cycle, and today you merge families. You make me your vows.
Our love didn't start as a fairy tale. Our love didn't start as a rom-com. We grew up with contrasting upbringings and somehow met at 22 years old in the cafeteria dungeon of our first real job. I, at the time, was bald and miserable, and your sunshine brought me out of the clouds and into the perspective of living life to the fullest. We became adults together. We grew our awareness of self and each other together. That love and understanding has grown immensely over the past 8 years. You continually show me the importance of family, friends, home, and how crucial truly listening to one another is. Throughout our relationship, we have both realized how hard navigating life can be and how crucial being present for each other is. We time and time again have chosen each other above all else. I can confidently say our sum is better than our equal parts. While I always will stay forever young, I have never been more happy with the thoughts that come to my mind about our future together. Specifically, the thoughts of creating our version of a fairy tale together. And in that, I vow to be a man of integrity. I vow to continually work on the art of patience. I vow to always work on being the best version of myself. I vow to always act with understanding your perspective. I vow to have purpose in making you happy. I vow to love you up to the sky.
First, let me say, I love you, truly, and I cannot wait to be your wife, and spend the rest of my days with you and only you, because you have become the person that my mind, body, and soul seeks when all else is still and quiet. When my mind is restless, or I am filled with worry, you are my calm and steady. When I ache with sadness or anger, you are patience and kindness, always bringing me back to what really matters, us. Being with you, I have learned that love isn't a fairy tale. Love is a choice. Fate and destiny aren't responsible for us standing on top of this hill today. We are. Every day for the past 8 years, we have made decisions that have led us to this very point. Some easy and some really difficult. We have affected one another for better or worse in such a way that our lives are forever intertwined. I am no longer me without you. It's wild thinking back to the beginning, when we met and when we fell in love, all of our firsts that are now so familiar and some annoying. We were never certain of the future, and yet we were never able to imagine one in which we weren't together. And even here today, as we are at a new beginning, a new first, I'm not worried about the future, about the uncertainty that life is sure to guarantee us, because I have faith. I have faith in you, I have faith in me, and I have faith in us. Faith is something you have or you don't. And my faith in us gives me hope. Hope for our future and hope for the unknown. So today, in front of our family and friends, I choose you. I choose you today, I choose you tomorrow, and every day after that.
Can I have the rings, please? Do you take Victoria Capalvo to be your wife? Do you, Victoria Capalvo, take Alex Adelman to be your husband? I now pronounce you man and wife, you make this program.
Seems like everywhere you turn, catastrophe.